the reason we're talking is Dave is an outdoorsman, and you love to do stuff outside. You're very active outside, even though you've got a young family, and that keeps you busy. And you and I have talked about some of your adventures, but you're going to be skiing in the Birkebeiner, right?
That's right. Yes, wow. I am. I'll be competing in the – I shouldn't even say competing because I'm not – I'm a scrub compared to most of these guys, but I will be competing in the American Birkebeiner in Wisconsin this weekend. Now, I love that you say that I'm, you know, fathering a young family, because that's true, and that actually has part of the reason with why I got into this sport. So, look, I have done downhill skiing and snowboarding for most of my life, and I love it. And I try to get out west at least once. I've been skiing around the Twin Cities a couple times this year. But a handful of years ago, I got to the point where my appetite for skiing, for being outside in the winter, it is so rewarding when you can do something that you look forward to all year long, and then the snow comes and the winter comes and you get to go outside and ski or snowboard, or for other folks to talk here or anything else. My appetite for that was huge, but the budget was small, and it takes a lot of money to do downhill. So I took a stab at cross-country skiing, and I did it just recreationally for a couple of years. And then I still remember I was sitting in my car one April after skiing at a creek, and I thought, you know, I should do the Birkie. And then about 2 seconds later, I thought, well, I'm in my mid-30s. If I'm going to do it, I better get going. So that's kind of how it all started. I roped a friend of mine into it, and the two of us have trained and skied along with each other, and we will take a stab at our third Birkebeiner in Hayward, Wisconsin on Saturday.
Yeah, Cable to Hayward. The Slumberland American Birkebeiner, and this is really
right.
A big deal, and it's going to warm up. I'm wondering, let's start with this. Is it going to be too warm? I'm not worried about the snow and that sort of thing. It's just, this is an insane cardio workout. Now, I started off, my mom and dad, just quick story, I learned how to downhill ski first as a youngster in Como Park in St. Paul. They had a little ski hill and a tow rope. And then eventually my mom and dad had friends out west who had a place near Vail. So as a youngster, I got to ski in the mountains out west and, of course, Afton Alps and Wild Mountain and all the stuff around here. So same deal. And I really wasn't exposed to cross-country skiing until I had it as part of Phi Ed in high school. What a workout. It's an insane cardio workout.
It is, and that's what makes it so fun, is you can be outside in the winter and stay warm because you're working so hard. I skied, let's see, I think it was Monday night, and when I started, the temperature was falling, and I started, and it was about -5, and I suppose it was -8 by the time I got done, something like that. But the deal is, with just really, you don't need that much extra winter clothing. With just a little bit of winter clothing, you warm up very fast skiing. So the challenge this Saturday will be that the temperature will be rising dramatically throughout the day. So I was just looking at this. It's forecasted to be around 12 degrees at the start of the race and soaring all the way up to 30 by the time I finish, you know, 4 or some hours later. So the trick is going to be, you know, they say be bold, start cold. And I think that's what I'm going to do, is you got to dress for the warmer temperature and be okay with being cold for the first maybe 5 or 10K of the race, because, look, if I wear a bunch of more clothes and feel nice and toasty at the beginning, I would be miserable and sweating and shedding layers before too long. So it is tricky when you're skiing for that length of time and the temperature is rising, you know, 10 to 15 or more degrees during a race. It'd be challenging to decide what to wear for a lot of skiers.
David Josephson joining us, CCO Radio producer. He works with Adam Carter and Jordana Green between 9 and noon weekdays, and joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. I'm fascinated about the training. My wife, once upon a time, ran the 10-mile in the Twin Cities Marathon and then geared up and trained and did a full marathon, and she finished. And then my youngest brother, he trained and finished Twin Cities this past fall. It is a ton of training. And to be an event like this, there's no doubt you've got to train to be able to finish this thing and not get hurt.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. There's a lot of training that goes into it. I'm doing the full Birkebeiner, which this year for the skate skiing, which is what I'm doing, is 50 kilometers. And I have never done a marathon, but people that I know, and actually the guy I ski with runs marathons, and he says it's similar in terms of the type of training and stamina you need to do it. So I go on his word and say that it's, you know, a similar feat as running a marathon. And certainly you have to train. Now, one of the great things about living in Minnesota and the Twin Cities is there are so many places that groom ski trails in the Twin Cities. You start with Theodore Worth and Elm Creek that both have snowmaking capabilities and lighted trails. So I think my first ski this year was on November 27th or something like that. And I've skied every, you know, every 1, 2, 3 days since then, whether there's, you know, snow in your yard or not. They have snow and lights on at a lot of these facilities. And then when you get natural snow, then the world really opens to you. There are, you know, groomed trails everywhere. So it really makes it easy living here in one of really the top places for cross-country skiing in the country is right here in the Twin Cities. The World Cup was here last year, as a lot of folks tuned into. So that makes it easy because I'm trying to get out minimum of 3 times a week, and then I'm trying to have one of those 3 training skis be longer, you know, as I push up the distance and stamina. For the other skiing, though, like, I am not a – look, I'm not a professional. I took up this sport in my 30s. I'm trying to finish and have fun and do it in a few less minutes than I did it last time. Like, that's my only goal. So I try to push myself once a week, and then the other two, I go out and have fun. Because for me, you know, again, I'm not trying to – beat any world records. It's a good way to get myself outside and do something fun with friends. So I get out often and try to have fun and push myself on occasion.